This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa 4th of July cookouts are still at record high costs. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
As Americans all across the country are gearing up to celebrate Independence Day, families planning a cookout celebration should plan to spend about the same as they did last year at record high costs. Samantha Ayoub, an associate economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the group's volunteer shopper survey found almost no change from last year's results.
This year's summer cookout finds that a July 4th meal, it'll run you about $70.92, or $7.09 a person. This is the second highest price we've seen since we started the survey, but it is down about 30 cents from last year, which has really slowed down from those huge spikes of inflation we were seeing the last few years.
Ayoub said some of the biggest price swings this year came from protein.
So for 2 pounds of ground beef this year, it'll run you about $13, which is up 4.5% from last year. But our largest decrease was actually in pork chops, with an 8.8% decrease to $14.13. So pork chops are really looking at a substitute for ground beef, whether they're on sale or also just increased supplies of hogs in the market.
Ayoub added that we can celebrate America's independence this year in part because of the hard work of farmers and ranchers, but they are still waiting on a modernized 5-year farm bill.
As we continue to see crop prices falling, as we continue to see pressures from whether it's animal disease or crop disease or drought, we require support for our farmers, whether that's price supports in down markets or continued research and innovation to make sure that farmers have the technology they need to sustain through hard times.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more at our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our free daily e-newsletter. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.